you understand that.
Yeah, well, I can grab John and then I'll walk you through the process when you can expect to be verified. Let me grab that. Hang on here.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. Is this Macy?
Hi, yes, this is.
Hey, Macy. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good. Tara asked me to jump on the line to help her. She said you had some questions about the services or how we were going to get you verified.
Yeah, I get why you guys are calling, and I appreciate it, but I'm not going to obviously do anything until my Google page is verified, which is what I'm working on right now. I'm in the middle of the appeal process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So every business that we work with, the first thing we do is we Google verify you. I hear a baby?
Yes, you do. A little 4-month-old.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a little baby. I haven't heard that in a long time. My son's almost 4. He's like, I wish he was still sounded like that. He's crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
He's a little tornado. But yeah, so every business that we work with, they get verified. A lot of business owners, you can verify yourself on your own. Usually if there's some kind of suspension or they reject the verification that you submit on your own, it's usually just a discrepancy from the AI portion of it. So it's probably like maybe the name isn't exactly the same on all platforms, or the address or the phone number. Or if you did the video verification, it could be that you're missing a step in the video verification process. So, you know, we won't really know until we get into the back end of your Google business profile why they suspended you. But we do know, obviously, the reasons and how to get you unsuspended. If you actually look up our company, we're partnered with Google. We're right next door to Google here in Southern California. We're in Fountain Valley, Orange County. Yeah. So I'm Google certified. I go over there 3 times a week myself. I was actually there this morning.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's basically like working with Google directly. The only difference is Google won't actually like host your campaigns for you. So that way you show on the first page of the search results. So instead of you guys having to worry about, you know, the marketing aspect of if you're up and running, why you're not up and running, right? Because these would be ongoing issues. Like, just once you get unsuspended, it doesn't mean you won't have a problem like that again moving forward. A lot of times when you're running advertisement, that happens. Like, oh, why does it have a showing for drain cleaning? We're getting a bunch of drain cleaning calls. We don't want those. And it's like, okay, you have to get into the back end of there, clear that discrepancy, and then update it, fix it. So the companies you see up there, like Spartan Plumbing, Pipecraft Plumbing, they have a company like ours. It's a Google partner that's actually hosting the campaign for them. Same thing with Roto-Rooter. Okay. The reason you want to be on the first page is because that's where 90% of the searches start and stop. You know, just showing up for your business name is basically like a digital business card. It's not going to help you guys too much unless you're actually like directing people there or telling them to look up your name, right? This is for people just look up plumbers, Arvada, you know, and then they can see you guys. Okay, so I want to be clear about that. But you will 100% get verified. There's usually a 3-step process for verification. Did you request the PIN in the mail already?
Sorry.
A PIN? They send you a PIN in the mail. It's like a little postcard. If you Google it, it's like a PIN. Yeah, if you Google it, it's called Google PIN Verification Letter. And that's what it looks like. It's a little postcard. So that would be the first thing.
Is that something that they might come back with on my appeal?
Yeah, definitely. You have to get that. That's a part of the verification process. So Google sends you, it's a PIN. It's usually about 5 digits. It's a little postcard size envelope, and there's 5 digits in it when you open it up. And then that's also how they verify your address, and you get that little red dot on the map there.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, and then we also have a form for you guys because you're plumbers. They just want to verify that you have all the right documents that might be required by Colorado, so things like license, insurance, business registration.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to fill out that form.
I sent in, pictures of his license and his
work contractor's vehicle, license plate, tools. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't send in that stuff. No, in my appeal, it told me to send over, like, our tax document, and I included his licensing and stuff, too. So, I guess I'll just see. I'm not sure.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, usually licenses, that's usually what they're going to want for a plumber, because we're kind of ensuring the people that are calling you off the first page that we've looked into you and that they could just go ahead and call you there, you know, supposed to make it easier on them. Okay. Yeah, but verification should be really easy. That's like the simplest part. The major benefit to you in this call is that we have a listing for first page placement. You know, the last time we had an opening for this area was about 11 months ago. And usually when a spot opens up, Google will create a list of the plumbing companies, and that's how we actually got your guys' information. I think Tara called your husband first. But basically they're just going down a list, and then once we fill that spot, we're closing out the category. So that's an entire, like, 30-mile radius that you'd be covering. The beauty of it, though, is, like, I noticed you're on Home Advisor by Angie's. You won't have to pay per lead or click or call with the first page placement on Google. Not this one, anyway. Okay. There are pay per lead and pay per click campaigns. So it should save you a lot of money. I know Home Advisor by Angie's gets their leads from Google and they just resell them. So.
They're like, I mean, the leads definitely come in, but it's crazy how much they cost per lead.
Yeah, price is high, and then you're competing, you know, so he's going to have to, or you guys are going to have to drop your rate, really, to get the jobs in the first place. So it can be pretty costly.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you compare these two side by side, you know, within the first month, you should be able to make a decision on what's going to be best for you guys long term.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Every
so
one
how
of those
much is it for the
like
first
a pack
page?
Of diapers for you guys.
Yeah, like we're already out of our money for the month. I'm like, we're going to need to up it. I mean, it's been good, but...
No, you don't need to up it. You need somebody that's not charging you per lead. That's the problem. So here's the solution. Yeah. We usually charge $4.99 month to month. However, there is a credit I could give you guys called the New in Business Credit, where I can drop the rate down to just $2.99. And then then I could also put you on a full platinum service. So here, let me show this to you. I actually only have your spouse's number here.
It's okay. His number. I can give you mine.
Okay, give me one second here. I just got to switch it in the text message field. You know, the platinum package is an A to Z marketing campaign. It's designed for a business starting from scratch. And that'll really help us, too, to make sure you don't have any other suspensions or holds on your Google business profile, because this one will put you on, like, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Bing, Amazon Alexa, like, all the popular directories online. So that way, if there's ever a discrepancy on that platform, we can go ahead and fix it for you without it, you know, going through all these loops of, like, call you, tell you, jump on the computer and do this while you're dealing with a 4, 5, 6-month-old baby there. Okay, so give me one second. I'm going to text this over to you so you can see it. And then there will say, like, there's a setup fee in the fine print, but don't worry about that. I'll get that waived for you guys, too.
Okay.
Yeah, so it should get down to about $10 a day. And then we'll leave it all month to month, too, so you don't have to sign, like, any kind of, like, 3, 6, or 12-month contract. So if we want you to come back each month, we'll get in there and earn it for you.
Like that.
Yeah, that's how it should be. Honestly, anybody that asks you for a contract up front, it's like red flag. We always tell people that. Google will tell you that, too. It's like, don't pay somebody for a whole year or commit to a whole year, because if you don't like it, you're kind of stuck.
Yeah, no, my husband, I mean, yes, he's a plumber, but he's been in sewer sales for the last 4 years, and I'm in HVAC sales. So when we were on the phone with Angie's, she was like, just go here, click, 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 okay, you're locked in for a year. And I was like, whoa. You know, and some people just won't catch those things.
Yeah, the little loopholes. I hate it. I've had one of my clients, I've worked with him for years, and he got talked into it, and he's really old, so it was like, you know, they charge him like 30, it was roofing leads too. They were charging him like $3,600 in like 2 weeks. and roofing leads. Wow. And he wasn't even opening them. Like, he doesn't text message. He wasn't even seeing them come through. Like, they were just send debit, and they just kept charging him.
Wow.
Yeah. So I had to jump on the line and try to help him figure it out. They're taking advantage of the old guy.
Okay, so I'm looking at this now.
Yeah, so
I guess
the package...
my thing is...
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Well, my question real quick is, mm-hmm. it's like, we won't get verified basically until we sign up for this.
Well, I'm not saying that, but it's just you won't have a professional in there to do it. So it's like, I've seen people try to do it mm-hmm. themselves, and it takes them a couple months, you know? Just
right.
from going through all the loops, and then it's almost like you have to learn exactly what you got to do. Then you got to go through the process, and then they have their own processing times, you know. And then mm-hmm. when it's not going towards advertisement, Google's not making any money on it, so they don't really have any urgency.
Okay, it's like on the back burner, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so like, my question is there like a fee you guys could charge to get us up and going, and then we sign up for you or with you?
We usually do have a setup fee. The setup fee is usually $299. That's what I'm charging you for 1 month of service, and I'm also upgrading you to a platinum package. So that way you're not just
right.
getting verified, but you'll get to taste first page placement. If you guys don't like it next month, I mean, you could discontinue, but I'm pretty confident if you compare it to Home Advisor by Angie's, you sit down with your husband, you guys crunch the numbers at the end of the month, it'll be a no-brainer for you guys. Mm-hmm. It's because we're
right.
going to have...
And it is month-to-month?
Yeah, it's all month to month, no contract.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then how long do you think it would take us to get verified if we went ahead and did the $299?
Yeah, if I was inside your GBP, I'd be able to give you like an exact date and time. The normal processing speed, because our calls are recorded, so the normal processing speed for a business that's starting from scratch, they usually tell us to quote you about 2 weeks to get you fully verified and be able to see your
okay.
listing. I might be able to do it sooner if we get in there, like when you give us access to the GBP and you've
mm-hmm.
already done some work on it, then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the calls are recorded, so I have to, like, under-promise to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about this? I just want to read over this a little bit more
mm-hmm.
And kind of look into you guys as well. And then could you give me a call back in like an hour?
Let me see. Hold on. I know they won't let me put it on a hold. But let me see.
Yeah, let me see. Because I think we've been getting all these calls. Because I think, let me see.
Yeah, like usually once you try to get verified, Google will put you in the partner network. The hard part, like I said, it's not so much getting verified. It's the availability of the position. Because like once you get verified,
yeah,
it's like, okay, people can look us up, but we're not really getting a lot of calls, you know?
Right.
And so the way to get a lot of calls is to get on the first page. And you have a lot of competition in the area you're in. You got huge companies
yeah,
like Ben Franklin and Jim Needham, and then you have smaller ones too, but they're still like a year or two ahead of you guys.
I love that you use Jim Needham because that's who Ben just left from the last 5 years.
Oh, really? That's one of our Google Guarantee guys. He does a pay-per-lead
okay.
program with Google, yeah. So it's,
nice, yeah. And then I work for Plumline, which is the biggest residential company out here.
You work for Plumline?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so both of them actually are, well, Plumline's not on the first page. They're doing, they're Google verified, though, and they do have a Google business profile.
Yeah, we've been around for a long time. Yeah, we are probably the biggest residential company.
It looks like they ran it. Yeah, it looks like they ran it for a while. I found them right here. Actually, 1,910. Let me pull the analytics on there. I'm just being nosy at this point, but that's kind of...
No, it's okay. But you said, so Jim Needham runs
yeah,
for you guys,
he,
or what was it?
Yeah, but he's doing Google Guarantee. So it's a little different. Like what you'd have at $299 month to month is a local listing. Those are the ones that show up right next to the map there. You'd be one of those top recommended companies right there. He's at the very top of the page doing where it says Google Guarantee. Google Guarantee is at Google's pay-per-lead service where they actually connect you with the customer live on the line, but they also give the homeowner $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of the job, and they guarantee them that we've background checked you.
Okay. And that's through you guys?
Yes. Yeah, we do Google Guarantee as well. We also do Google Ads. But Google Ads and Google Guarantee aren't actually based on availability like this local listing. That's why I was telling you, like, in order to get the local listing, we would need to sign you guys up today. Google Ads is pay-per-click. So it's like, hey, if your money's green, you know, you can kind of get into that bidding war there, and then they charge you per click.
Yes.
And then the Google Guarantee section is pay-per-lead. But if Jim Needham and those guys are willing to pay more per lead, then they're usually going to get first right of refusal on it. So it's tough.
Right.
This one's really ideal for, like, a company like your guys is where you're getting up and running, working with a limited marketing budget, but you want to get the most bang for your buck. That's the best way to do it. And then also in this package, you're getting other things too. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. No, it's okay. So I want to be straightforward with you. Obviously, we've been having, there's someone, I'm looking at my husband's email right now that called us earlier and is supposed to be calling us later for online marketing.
Is it a premier Google partner?
I have no idea. It doesn't even have the...
Should be a badge there.
Invitation. That's all he did was send an invitation, and he's out of Austin, but he said the company is out of California or something, or Pennsylvania is what he said.
No,
I think.
I was gonna say California good, Pennsylvania bad, because Google's only located in California. There's no Googles in any other state. Yeah. So.
Right. No, I think it's just it says. I'll show you some of our clients and explain our approach to online marketing.
Probably SEO.
That's what they're calling for.
Yeah.
Probably
just SEO.
Probably. Okay,
I just texted you a link so you could see us, like who we are.
Okay, perfect. And so, but I guess my thing is I wanted to look into you guys a little bit more, but you're saying that Jim Needham uses you guys for the platform.
For a Google Guarantee. He's on Google Guarantee. He's not doing a local listing like yours.
Okay, and you guys are local / so that means you guys only do the, you just said you do both, I guess.
Yeah, we're a premier Google partner. Like, if you click on our website, we're premier. There's only 4 premier Google partners in the country.
Okay.
Yeah, premier partners are usually, like, within proximity to the Google headquarters. We run a lot of their ads for them. Post most of their ads, actually, and then their local listings. Like, 85% of Google's income comes from Google advertising. So that gives you an idea on, like, our role with Google as a partner of theirs. Most of the money that Google makes comes from this. It's the business owners that are paying to be on the first page for every industry all over the country, from pizza to plumbers to HVAC. Even if you're looking up clothes and retail, you know, a lot of the times that business is paying to show up in your search results as a top option over another company to get that sale. So it's a big monopoly. But I did look up Plumbline, just being nosy.
Mm-hmm.
Plumbline is spending $1,670,000 on organic search, and they're spending $646 on Google Ads. So they do have a Google Ads budget. Your company, Plumline.
Okay, yeah.
So
we have a pretty hefty marketing, I think it's like $3 million or something, budget a year, so.
Yeah, for Google, I could see that they're spending whatever, $1,670,000, so that's like $1,670-something, and then they have $646 going into ads, so they're spending about $2,100, $2,200 a month on Google advertising.
Yeah.
So,
okay. So,
not saying your bill would be like that, but everybody's got to start somewhere. Yeah.
Right.
I don't think you would need to really grow from this unless you guys hired some people and maybe got another truck going.
Right. And quite honestly, the biggest thing for me right now is to get this this page verified on Google.
Easy money.
So
easy
that
money.
is Yeah,
it's like
that's kind
such
of
a simple thing, though, Macy. Because once you get there, it's like...
You're like, it's so simple. I'm like, I am so frustrated. There's no one to contact. They don't tell you where or what you're doing wrong.
We're literally contacting you. Like, if you call the Google... Like, Google will never call you. If you call the Google headquarters, they're literally going to say, okay, you know, they'll get a message, or if you leave a message, they're going to say, okay, they'll write down your information, and they literally put you in a system for the Google partners to contact. Because it's like, okay, obviously this person is going to want to get some kind of advertising or business off of Google at some point. That's the whole reason they built their reviews, you know? But there are a lot of companies who do it for a couple of months and then they leave it, but we don't go and like delete the site or delete their Google business profile, or they don't lose their reviews.
Okay.
So they'll still find verified companies floating around that maybe only did this for a couple of months, but they're still in the system. So that's what I was saying. Like, even if you don't like it, it'll still get you past that point of being verified and everything, but you're going to love it. Like, if you guys could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's and they're getting their leads from Google, there's no reason why this wouldn't work great for you, just letting people call you directly without the middleman and all the lead fees.
Okay, for sure. And so it is month to month.
Yes, 100% month to month.
Okay.
We send everything in writing too. So you get a receipt, you get an outline of the agreement in writing, and you guys can sign off on that when you're eating dinner tonight.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, no, that all sounds good to me, honestly, because we are going to need this on Google, like, aside from getting verified, but also just, like, pushing ourselves up onto that first page.
Yeah, you got to drive traffic. If he's out in the field and you're taking care of a baby, also working a full-time job, who's going to do this, you know? Like, we got to drive the jobs in. And there's an app we have you could download. If you go to your app store, it's just a local Splash app. And then you have a whole CRM right there. And he could have it on his phone, too. So it's like, even if you're missing calls, it'll save all their information. You guys can request reviews from there. You'll be able to see where all your leads are coming from, what they typed in to find you. That way you know that the money you're spending isn't going to waste.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm just more inclined because you guys are month to month.
Should always be month to month. Like I said,
yeah,
moving forward, if anybody asks you for a year, just like red flag. Like, not good.
Yeah,
it's like asking for a ring on the first date. I'm like, I'm out of here, psycho.
Yeah. Really. That was kind of, I told my husband, I'm like, damn, that Angie's lead girl. I'm like, she is... Someone should give her an award. So many probably get tricked with that. Like, if you don't know to listen to those things.
Yeah, if those
she's
guys
like, yeah,
are...
it's already, just sign it. I'm like, what?
Well, it's because they don't actually hire people that, like, went to school. They just have, like, shady salespeople. So they get in a lot of trouble. Like, if you look up FTC versus, here, I'll show you. FTC versus Home Advisor. They used to be called Service Magic back in the day, and then they got shut down, and they rebranded as Home Advisor. Yeah, the Federal Trade Commission shut them down, and then they bought Angie's List when Angie's List went bankrupt. So there's like tens of thousands of business owners that have reported them for that same sales tactic that you're explaining, and then like... They get a lead, they pay $60, they call it, nobody answers. It's like...
Yeah, you know. Nobody answers. And the craziest thing is, too, our good buddy, he started his own company after Jim Needham as well, and they both got the same lead the other day, a $130 lead. And it's just like, holy shit, Angie's making so much money off of everybody.
Yeah, yeah, that's what a lot of that article is, too. There's other ones, if you look up FTC versus Home Advisor, but, yeah, they've been caught selling the same lead to, like, five or six people at a time. So it's like when you're receiving it, four or five other companies that are on Home Advisor by Angie's also got it. And so they try to tell you, oh, you need to call it right away. And even if you do, they try to make it your fault. Like, you lost the lead, so we're still keeping your money, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's not ideal. You don't need to be in that rat race.
No. Okay, so I'm not tripping really. I'm sorry. Of course, I'm checking reviews right now.
Yeah.
On you guys, which you guys look like you have pretty good reviews. People getting disappointed that they might not show up on the front page. honestly, yes, I know this will be a worry at some point, but my biggest thing is handing this off to someone else that can get us verified for the time being, and I don't mind paying for that if I'm being completely honest with you.
Yeah,
anything
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's
that
the easiest
for me
thing.
Is going to be good.
Yeah. What you're asking is very, like, minuscule. Like, we have guys that are like, I need 15 clients in the first month or I'm firing you guys, you know? And we're like, okay, Google doesn't tell us we could guarantee that, but we'll do the best we can. Like, the only time we can guarantee it is if you're on Google Guarantee. Otherwise, I can't tell you that, you know? So.
Yeah. How much is the Google Guarantee? Just curious.
Yeah, so we have to get you verified, and you have to have at least 5 reviews before we can even talk about it. But actually put you on there. But
so I'd like
if
to
you
get it going.
Yeah, if you want to do it, it's $250 for the application. Usually takes about 2 to 3 weeks to get through the background screening and verification, and then it's pay per lead. And then Google usually wants a 13 lead budget to start. Usually the leads are about $50 for your area, so you would need to start out with about $650 as a budget.
Okay.
After the $250.
Oh, for the big guns.
Yeah, so I mean, you're basically gonna spend like $250 plus $650. What is that? $900 to get 13 guaranteed leads that are handed off to you, and you don't get deducted the $50 unless you actually set an appointment or your husband sets an appointment to go out and meet with them. Like, you guys have to accept it, or else you don't get charged or deducted. And then once that 13's exhausted, you have the option to like renew or expand on it from there.
Okay.
So that one's pay per lead, but not like Home Advisors leads where you're going to like 5 or 6 other guys. It's like handed to you with a live human being on the line.
That's so funny. Okay. Yeah, it looks like a lot of the complaints on here are just like people that were with you for months and didn't really see much of a difference or something like that. I feel like that's their fault, too. Like, I would not be paying for months if I wasn't getting leads.
That, too, right? But obviously, like, we've had people where, like, we put them up there. Like, I had a guy recently. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of like a crappy scenario. I told him and looked at the analytics, let him know, like, he was in kind of a boondock, like, in the sticks area. There's just not a lot of traffic. And he's doing, like, a very niche thing. And, you know, we were like, okay, we'll see how it goes. And then he got on there. We had him on the first page really quickly, but, you know, obviously there was not a lot of traffic to go around there, so it just ended up not making sense. That should never be a problem for you guys. The area that you're in is having you up there. Like, there's so many people, and there's a reason you have so many competitors.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah, I'm definitely down to even just sign up for the 1 month solely just to freaking get verified, because that is really annoying.
Easy peasy. We'll walk you through it. There'll be a client interview tomorrow, too, so that way we can customize the campaign for you. Macy, you spell it just like the store, M-A-C-Y?
Just like the store, correct.
Okay. And then what's your last name?
It's Dearborn.
Oh, okay, just like business name. Okay, and then I'll actually have him as the primary. Can I save your cell phone number just in case?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes, please. And it would probably just be better if you guys call me. He's great at selling plumbing and doing plumbing, but I am definitely the one that's kind of handling the logos,
marketing,
the websites, all of that.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll call you only, but then for the business line that we're going to have listed on all the platforms, put the 603-366.
No, actually, maybe that's, I don't know why they have that number, because I had edited that. He has a work phone, which is the work number, which is a local Colorado, you know, Denver number.
Okay, let's fix this. Let me remove this. Yeah, and name, address, phone number, and website discrepancies are usually why you get suspended and they won't verify. So, like I said, we won't be able to tell until we get in there, but what's the actual number you want listed for the business?
It's 720.
720.
472-972-9712.
9712.
And give me just 1 second, because I just want to, like, triple check, because we just got that phone, like, last week, and I just
Yeah, I'm totally fine with that. Double, triple, quadruple.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I gave you 720-472-9712.
Yep, you got it.
Okay, perfect. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be the one.
Okay.
And that's on our website. That is what I put on Google, so.
Okay.
Mostly.
So maybe it's not that. I don't know where this 603 one came from.
I mean, that is his personal number, but I don't know.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be listed. And if it's on another site, like, Home Advisor has it on there. That's the problem.
So we need to call them and change that?
Yes. You need to update that immediately.
Okay.
Immediately.
Okay. I'll have him do that.
Okay.
I think he's got Angie's number.
They have that 8540 Clara Bell Drive.
Clara Bell Drive. Yeah, that's our home address. We don't have a location.
Okay. I'll hide the address, but I got to send you that PIN verification letter we talked about earlier.
No, that's totally fine.
Okay. All right.
And I honestly don't care if it's on Google or whatever, but...
4-month-old baby. He goes to them. They don't come to you. Yeah. Sorry, Mom. Already hit it. Yeah, I got you. What's your business email address?
We should just do Ben's, right? Because we both have one.
Yeah, but I'm going to send a receipt, the username and password for your tracking system, the app. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Let's just do his. It's going to be Ben@DearbornPlumbingServices.com.
DearbornPlumbingServices.com. Okay. Let me just make sure this comes back valid. You guys did that through Google Suite?
Yes.
Email? Okay.
And cool. Yes. And we had it match the, website.
Okay. All right. Now let's see where this site is and what kind of quality score it's got. Let me just run this through the system real quick here. You built this yourself?
No, I didn't. One of my girlfriends, she did all of our branding and in the website and everything.
Not bad. Through Wix.
Yeah.
Okay. I like Wix. Wix, you don't have to code. You can just kind of plug and play. It's always a fun way to build a website. All right.
Yeah.
Looks good. Got an A- on the quality score. Has the right number on there. The only thing is the mobile platform format. They're saying it's going to be a little difficult for users to navigate, but everything else is fine.
Okay.
Contact us form is active, valid. Okay. A little generic on the photos, but that's just me.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Google's okay with that. Yeah, it's always good if they have a personal touch on there, maybe a decal or something that matches the vehicle when he pulls up.
Yes, absolutely. I know, and she did that. Yeah, we've got the shirts. We've got the wrap is happening Wednesday.
Oh, nice. So. Yeah, everything's moving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything is moving.
I know in the beginning it just feels like everything's going out and nothing's coming in the first couple months.
Oh, 1,000%. I'm gosh.
When does the bleeding stop?
I'm just getting back. I'm getting back to work too. And okay, what else do we need to pay for? Just let me know.
It's kind of nice though that you work for a plumbing company, so you really understand a lot of the ins and outs, and then him too. So the experience shouldn't be a
absolutely.
Problem. Yeah.
No, for sure. And he was the fourth plumber on over at Jim Needham. So he really helped build that business because that business had only been running for, I think,
did he just have a fallout with the owner or what happened?
No, not at all. They're totally support
yeah.
us. Yeah. They're like, it's like watching your kid kind of grow up and go out on your own. So
yeah. No, I've had that happen too. Our CEO here, I was look, I made good friends with these people and they don't want to necessarily do this anymore, but they just want me to host their ad. And they just got frustrated. Yeah. They didn't really want to talk to other reps within our company. So I was hey, can I just work with them independently? I don't want to step on your toes. And he was yeah, it's fine. So I got a handful of them that I just deal with myself, They don't want to talk to anybody else in the company, but it is kind of a handful.
Yeah.
I get calls late night.
Oh,
it's frustrating. Yeah. But they're older, so it's not people that you can just send them an email, And you just have to have a lot of patience. These guys.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, I got your account all set up here. You want your hours to match up, right, with what's online, with HomeAdvisor?
Correct.
Okay, I found that there, 7 to 8.
Well, or just on the website, maybe.
On the website,
I think that's
okay.
What we matched them up with.
Okay, that's something that also,
but I can't
like,
remember.
Got to be very thorough about. Everything has to match up, so.
That's crazy. Yeah, and then the other thing was his plumbing contractor license. We forgot to put LLC, so we had to do a change name form to put the LLC back on there for Angie's.
That'll definitely do it, too. Yeah, something very small. Could be an ink, and then you don't you forget to put the ink, and then your whole account's suspended or on hold.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's okay. We'll fix it. The only thing that we won't be able to touch is HomeAdvisor by Angie, so you got to contact them
That's
and make sure they switch that phone number. But
switch
it looks like everything else matches up, though. Looks good.
Okay.
All right. So I got your account created here. Now, let me ask you this. What's the best time? I know you're working with Plumline and you got the little one there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think would be the best time to do a client interview with you tomorrow?
Tomorrow, because I'm only actually back at work for only 2 days a week right now. So tomorrow we'll work. Let's do maybe like 10:30 in the morning.
I
9:30 your time.
Yeah, I have a 10 to 11. They usually want a full hour window.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay. All right, so we'll go 9 to 10 Pacific Standard. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the email. That way Ben gets it too.
Okay.
And then we'll text you guys 1 hour before. I know you handle all the marketing, but it's just we have his email or the email that you guys share.
That's okay. Totally fine. I have his email on my phone, so.
Okay.
Because
you,
I have to
you
text
sound like
phone.
A wife.
Yes. Only that email. I don't have a personal person.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, so funny. The other day I said, honey, can I go play golf with my buddies? And then she goes, you're already there. And I go, how did you know this? Yeah, she's like, it never gets turned off. My friends are like,
that's
yeah, you're,
so
you're screwed.
Yeah, for sure.
And you can't run, get anything by her. But she's super flexible. She's like, all right, it's just my son. He doesn't know the difference between boys and girls.
Okay.
He's supposed to be 4 at the end of the month, so he thinks he can just wrestle with mom the way he wrestles with dad. So I come home,
gosh.
And, my wife's just, like, got her hair pulling out and looking all crazy.
Yeah, done. It's your turn. Take the
play. And then she won't let me, like, thump him upside the head, so I'm like, what do you want me to do? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, what do you
like, how do I discipline him? You won't let me discipline him. Okay.
Right.
All right, so I got the client interview scheduled. And then they're going to actually, let me change this. So I'm going to set it up for them to call your cell phone.
Perfect.
Okay. Right, let me change this. We're going to call the business line. Okay. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299 for the platinum bundle, hold on, let me...
Mm-hmm.
We waive the setup fee on it here. Okay. How did you want to do that?
We can do it with, let me grab my card.
Okay.
I should do it on Ben's business card, but he's doing our taxes right now, so.
It's actually funny. I think Tara put in there that Ben was running to the tax place, but she should have told him that this is a write-off. It's a business expense. Well, I guess it's last year's taxes he's doing.
It's last year.
Yeah, but when you do this next year, you can write off all of this. It comes across as Google advertising, so it's a business expense.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Yep. So you'll be able to get it back that way and with the customers it brings in.
And I'm ready whenever you are for the card number.
Hold on 1 second. I'm just trying to – the client interview doesn't have your guys' – invite on it. Like I invited them, but not you guys. So give me 1 sec.
Okay.
Save. Okay. All right. That's locked in. And then I waived the setup fee on this. Good. Full platinum. Have their own website and domain. Okay. Website assistance will be available to you in the future, too, if you want. I just left that in there. Okay. I know you said you had your friend helping you with it, but if you guys ever run into any problems and you want help with the website, we'll be able to assist you without any extra charge or change to your agreement.
Okay.
Right.
And so you promised me this is month to month, like if we're like, you know, a couple months from now, we're like, we're okay, we're just going to cancel this. There's no like crazy cancellation fee, or just give me the straightforward on that.
Yeah, more than just my word, Macy. I'm going to send it all to you in writing too right now.
Okay.
And then you'll be able to look at it. Okay.
I'm
not going to grab your card and hang up on you. Yeah, I can tell. You're, like, traumatized.
She was, like, we almost got locked in for, like, $800 a month for the year. Mm-hmm. Like, and she wouldn't answer questions we were asking. Like,
no.
She's like,
there's also a voice verification.
So
I'm, like, required to do it on a recorded line where it's, like, okay, first month's payments today, March 31st, it'll be $299.
Mm-hmm.
The next payment will be due on the 31st of April. If there's not 31 days in April, it's going to roll over to the 1st of May and be reoccurring on that day.
Okay.
So we'll go over it.
Okay. And then, okay, perfect. We'll go over it.
Yeah. It's over a recording, so they have me do it on every single new account.
Okay.
But I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Oh, okay, perfect. It's 6011.
6011.
0117.
0117.
1369.
1369.
2219.
2219. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year? What is
and
that?
Then the name
Are you
on
patting
that?
A baby butt?
I'm patting his butt.
Okay. I was like, what is that?
You're pretty on point.
Oh my goodness. Okay, and then the expiration date, month and year?
Literally just changed my last name, like, got my new social in the mail yesterday, so I have to go change everything else as well.
Congrats. It took my wife forever to do that. It used to make me so mad.
Oh.
I was like, you know, it's been like 3 years already. You're still my maiden name.
I know. Well,
she should like it. My last name's Hill, and her last name before was Rodriguez. So I'm like, you should like that you only have four simple letters now. And she still does, like, and she does it hyphenated, too, because she's, like, Latina, so they do, like,
really?
The, yeah, so she spells out Salinas Rodriguez, and I'm like, you just got to put
no
it.
Wonder she's crazy, the list.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know, I got a poor taste. Oh, are you still with me, Macy? Oh, there you are. Hello?
So, did I lose you?
Yeah, I cut out for a bit. I just heard, no wonder she's crazy, and then there, can you hear me? Hello, hello, hello? Can you hear me? Macy?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, we
Ben,
cut out pretty
Ben
bad
Ben must
there.
Have got home. He might have, it might have connected to his truck. I don't
gotcha.
Know. So sorry about that.
No, no problem. I was looking expiration date, month, and year.
Oh, yeah. Expiration date is going to be 04/28.
04/28, and then three-digit code on the back.
637.
637. Okay. And then I'm going to do the voice verification now, so I'll turn on the recording and walk you through it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All of our calls are recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Dearborn Plumbing and Drains.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Macy Dearborn, co-owner.
Okay. And just to confirm, so I have the business name on our end as it's Dearborn Plumbing and Drains, LLC.
Yes, that's what they're messing me up. So I'll say it again.
No problem. No problem. So can you please state the name of the business?
Dearborn Plumbing and Drains, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Macy Dearborn, and I am co-owner.
Okay. And Macy, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the card that you gave me?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure there. Okay. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Now, that's not saying that you can't sign up for another service or that you have to cancel Home Advisor by Angie's, right? But more so, it's we don't want any other suspensions or discrepancies popping up. So after today, if you're going to add anything, just double check with us so we can make sure you're not, like, paying for something that you already have or duplicating anything, causing those discrepancies, okay?
Okay.
Keep us in the loop. If you're not sure, just double check.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, do you have a question?
I did, yeah. So am I working directly with you? Like, obviously, you're the salesperson.
Yes.
Or am I going to have someone else as my account manager? Like, how is
that going to happen? Yeah, I got to be super transparent with you. So I'll still be available to you. Like, I'll be an account lead for you guys. But there is a team that helps me. So I'm not supposed to paint the picture like it's just me. You should expect calls from other people from our company as well. Like, your client interview tomorrow is actually going to be with a separate representative. But if you guys, you know, if you just get along with me and you're like, hey, I'd rather just talk to John, just give me a call. I got you. I'll send over my direct extension actually right now.
Yes. Perfect. That's what I was going to say. Like, I... Honestly,
it's
you
the
told
same
this.
As our company
really
line,
cool.
But you gotta go 544. you know what everybody always tells me that? They go, you're so laid back. I'm like, I'm from Huntington Beach, man.
That's why.
Yeah, I was like born and raised in Huntington Beach. Like, we're chill beach guys. Like, life is not that serious.
That's so dumb.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's stereotypical, but they used to tell me all the time, you gotta stop saying dude and bro on your phone calls. I'm like, well, I don't know what else to say. That's a term of endearment, you know? And we grew up in a Christian household with a bunch of guys that surf, like, bro is a endearment term. My brother.
Yeah, for sure.
My brothers and sisters.
It's important. People all the time, they will ask me if I'm from California. And before, when I was in Texas, California or Colorado, because, just the laid-back. I remember I was in an interview one time in Texas. To sell Harleys, and they were like, you sound like you are from Colorado.
How could they tell? So, what did you say?
I don't know. Yeah. Well, because they knew I'd moved out. I lived in Colorado, I went to San Diego, went to Texas, came back to Colorado.
Okay. I like San Diego. We're a bit north of San Diego. Like, our companies, like, the Google headquarters we're partnered with is, like, Newport Beach. Like, it's right on the line. It's off Jamboree. So it's, like, Newport, Irvine, Orange County area.
Yep.
And then, OC.
Yeah, no, I missed it out there.
Yeah, it's getting nice. It's been bad. It's been getting dark really early, and then the time change earlier this month kind of made the last 3 weeks, like, amazing. But
absolutely.
Yeah, it was getting dark at like 5, so I'd get off of work, and then as I'm coming home, the sun's like
in
setting.
The dark.
It's just sad, just in the office, sun up to sundown. Okay, so you should be Oh, sorry. We're still on this voice verification recording. My God. Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's March 31st, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299, but I have you on a full platinum package bundle service. I've waived all setup fees on your campaign, and then I've also locked you in at this rate of $299. So each month it's going to be set up to renew. On the 31st day, if there's not 31 days in that month, it's going to roll over to the 1st. It'll stay $299. And then as promised, this is going to be sent over to you in writing as well. You could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, or anything like that because it's a true month-to-month agreement. So if you ever want to leave, just let us know. We part ways as friends. We won't delete anything. Yes. Stop all future billings, okay?
Perfect.
And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to process this payment. When this payment clears, you're going to start getting some texts and emails, too. And this will have everything in writing, your username, password for your tracking system, so you guys can get into our app. And then it will also have the Google verification steps. So.
Okay, perfect.
Google verification is going to be pretty easy. I'm telling you, I know for you, it's hard when you're doing it by yourself. And I agree it is. Like if I didn't have access, and work here, then it would probably be a lot more difficult, but.
Yeah. Cause they're just like, you're suspended for this, but we're not going to tell you what it is.
Yeah. For us, we push them through pretty quick. Like we can push them through, manually or digitally, but because we're partners with them, we can call them and actually have it like push through manually.
So
you're only dealing with the automated side of it where it's like, okay, if there's a discrepancy, red flag, and then the only way to fix it is to actually have somebody manually fix it. So then you're basically going to need to go through this process. But through this, you're going to learn a lot, too, on how to keep it from getting suspended again. So that's the good thing.
Okay,
it's like, I always tell you, like,
hey. Suspended again?
Well, it could happen, yeah. Like, let's say while you're with us, we're going to make sure it doesn't happen, right? Because we're going to be controlling the listings. Mm-hmm. But like, let's say you were to leave us later, at least that point, you know, you will have learned while you're with us. Like, okay, maybe this happened, this happened, this happened. You'll know what to look for and what to fix in order to resolve the issue. Okay. You know what I mean?
Okay, cool.
So,
I've been so focused. I love that. But no, I've been so focused on the verification thing. So, but basically this is supposed to get us on
the big deal though. Yeah. It's not just about the verification. We want you to be on the first page because that's where the customers are going to come from. Like plumbing 9 times out of 10 is an emergency. So it's like, if you don't show up in that 10 seconds that they're doing the search, then you're not even getting called. So we're going to make sure that you guys are getting some calls and that'll help the business move in the right direction. And hopefully we can use you guys until the sun sets, you know? Use you guys, or you could use us. Is it you using us, or we're using you? I don't know. It's a mutual agreement. Yeah, you guys want to drive out to California? Yeah. We had so many of them out here. It's ridiculous. I get guys calling me every day for Orange County. I'm like, we don't have anything. Sorry.
That's so crazy. Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, it's tough. That's why I was telling you, the hardest part for the local listings is the availability. It's not so much the cost. Like, I have guys that are like, oh, I'll pay you $2,000 a month. And I'm like, it's not about the money, bud. Like, if we already have an agreement with somebody, I'm not just going to take them down and put you up there because you're willing to pay more. But on Google Ads, you can do that. So that's why they have that kind of mentality.
I see.
Yeah. The local listings work differently than Google Ads and Google Guarantee. Google Ads and Google Guarantee is like, if your money talks, basically. Google's like, hey, whoever's willing to pay the most for the lead is going to get the lead.
Yeah.
All right. But you should be getting some text here. They coming through?
Yeah, I'm getting some. Yeah, I got my contact card, or it says my number, but then I click on it, it has y'all's number. And then the copy of the invoice.
Contact card. Let me see. Where are we? What are we looking at here? Hi, Macy. This is Local Splash Method, generating business for your company. Give me a call. Who sent that one? That one was sent out automatically at 3:03. Hmm. That's interesting. They auto-generated a message. I don't know if that was AI generated. Maybe they heard you request our contact info and it just sent it.
Maybe.
That's weird. Yeah, this one I didn't send myself. The one I sent myself is the one that says, "Hi, this is John H. from Local Splash with my direct number and extension."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there's a company
yeah.
one in there. I haven't seen that one before. Hi, Macy. This is Local Splash. We spoke earlier about a proven method. Spoke earlier. Maybe Tara triggered that. I forgot you got transferred
maybe.
Over and didn't come as
yeah.
an inbound. Okay. Okay, but you should get a few different ones. So the one that I really want you to pay attention to is because, as promised
mm-hmm.
earlier, like, I send everything in writing, right? We have to for every business.
Right.
So it says, "Macy, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file." And then it says, like, "Please click
mm-hmm.
here to accept the subscription terms." So if you click on that link,
mm-hmm.
there's a full outline of everything in writing for you and Ben. So
yep.
you can see, like, all the products and features, everything we're doing for you guys. The discounted price,
okay.
the billing date, the cancellation policy, that it's month to month, you know, it's all in there. And then at the bottom, you
mm-hmm.
do have to sign off on it and check the boxes that you've gone through
okay.
that and you understand. And then try to do that this evening,
okay.
and then we'll circle back with you guys. I got you locked in tomorrow between 10 and 11 for that client interview, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, Macy, officially, welcome aboard. Thank you for signing up.
Thank you.
Yes. Looking forward to getting you Google verified. 10 out of 10 recommend you download our app, Local Splash.
Okay.
If you just go to your app store, that'll help you guys a lot just getting this up and running, especially if you're working full time. And with
okay.
the baby and everything, that'll be your little best friend there. Help you kind of oversee everything
perfect.
On the back end. Yeah. Make your life easier.
Okay. Is it,
just the L and
yeah,
S?
Yeah. Is it just
like
the
orange
local?
And blue? Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then your username and password is going to be automatically generated and sent. Usually they start out with your phone number and then a temporary password, and then you could change it to whatever you like once you're in there. But definitely share that with
mm-hmm.
Ben, too, because
perfect.
It'll help you guys differentiate, like, personal calls, business calls on the line, and then he could always go in there if he's missing calls. That way you guys aren't missing opportunities.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got, yeah, because we have his work phone, and then we have the...
That 603 number, I just want to, should I just like, or here, maybe I'll just add it into the settings here and just put
it
under It
doesn't
Ben.
Matter. That's his personal
but
number he has.
I was going to delete it, but I'm like, maybe we need it. Or what if he calls in one day and we want to make sure we got the right person? So I'm going to add it on here.
Yeah.
Okay. Ben. I almost did delete it, like, without thinking. I was like, we're not going to need this. We got her cell on the business line. Okay.
And then
you could also share my contact info with him as well.
Oh, okay.
The one I sent you.
Okay, perfect.
Just in case. Yeah,
because
he's boots on the ground out there. Yeah, I'm not trying to go around you at all, but, you know, sometimes we want to pick his brain and, like, okay, you don't want to deal with those kind of customers, then let's customize it so you don't get those kind of calls anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's liking learning all of these things as well, too. I
yeah.
think he just gets a little hesitant and nervous because, of course, he doesn't, this isn't, he's never dealt with anything like this. I mean,
mm-hmm.
You know, website and getting your name on Google and all of those things. So he's always like, oh, just call my wife. But once
yeah.
everything gets set up, yeah, he'll be down. And
Tara messaged me when she had him on the line originally. So she was like, oh, he's super excited about it, but he has to go do this tax thing. He told me to call his wife. And I was like, call his wife. You know, I don't know what he's asking me for. But, because usually, like, they have, like, a specific number, and so they have to ask, because Google will say, hey, this is the business line, and call that, and then only sign up that person, because we have him under, as the business owner.
Right, right.
So, yeah, so they have to, like, okay, you know, like, sometimes we have guys like, oh, call my wife or call my mom. I've had, like, a 22-year-old, like, call
yeah.
my mom or call my dad.
Call my mom.
Yeah. Seriously. And it's, like, yeah, it's this big thing where I have to authorize it, and we have to make sure we go over that and the voice verification and everything. So it's all
yeah.
good.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Well, I'm glad they transferred me to you. Yeah. You're
yeah.
good at what you do. So keep it
oh.
up.
I'm just a straight shooter. The product sells itself. People tell me that all the time. Like, oh, you must be really good at sales. I'm like, it's Google, so most business owners, they kind of need it. If you're going to have a business that's any good.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. But I got you all set up here. So, again, you know, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. You have my number, so if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to call. But basically, the only thing you got to worry about this evening is sign the subscription terms, and then yeah, be prepared for the client interview tomorrow. They'll ask you to get into like the GVP tomorrow, and then they'll show you how to send in like the business documents and everything. So most of the heavy lifting on your verification is going to be done tomorrow, and then customizing the campaign.
Okay.
All right. Well,
perfect.
Have a